So tell me a bit about the reasoning behind the project and what the stories will be used for.
We do these trainings and we wanted to get a better understanding of people's personal experiences in Ketchikan with racism, because we are very aware that people are experiencing this here. And we plan to use some of these anonymous stories as scenarios in our trainings.
And why is it important to specifically incorporate issues of racism into your bystander and violence prevention training?
Yeah, definitely. So, like, we are aware that in our community, women of color, Native women, do experience higher rates of violence than white women do. And that goes the same with male victims and people who are outside the gender binary. So people of color are disproportionately facing interpersonal violence. So we want to do what we can to kind of bridge, to close that gap a little bit. And so one way I think about this is, if you have a coworker who's a person of color and they might be experiencing some kind of violence, but if they don't feel comfortable in their work environment, they're less likely to say something and they're less likely to get help. So race can directly impact the type of violence that people experience.
So how many responses have you gotten so far, and what kinds of experiences are you hearing about?
Since Friday, we've had 6 responses. Definitely, yeah, there have been some people who have used it as kind of like a venting platform. So we have a couple messages that are very long and really just people like being able to fully express their grievances that they have and the racism that they have experienced. And we've had like one person who has said like they personally haven't experienced, but some of the stuff that they've witnessed. Definitely workplace comes up a little bit in it. Workplace racism, or people talking about, actually several of the responses have the theme of, I've overheard my coworkers saying racist things and feeling unsure about how to manage that or if it's even worth like saying anything. So that's a little bit of, but there's not too much of a common theme.
And for the people writing these responses, do they seem surprised to be having these experiences in Ketchikan, or have they become expected?
Right. Yeah, I would say that there definitely have been several responses that have made note that the person writing is surprised at how bold people are with their comments. So there were a couple responses that made mention of like, I was like shocked that they felt so comfortable saying something so blatantly racist.
And I'm also wondering, what about you? You do violence prevention and education. Have any of their responses surprised you?
So for me, pretty much nothing surprises me at this point, sadly. It is weird to me. There is a pretty decent amount of Ketchikan that seems to be a little unwilling to acknowledge the racism that is still here. I think people have that, well, the schools are integrated, so, you know, everything's good now. And it's like, okay, well, it wasn't very long ago that one side of the creek was Indian town and the other side was, you know, the hustle and bustle of the white community. So I don't get surprised by it. There's just too many people who still on a daily basis say things that are very racist in front of me.